Now it's time now to take a look at swimming upstream. It's the time of the show where we like to take a look at some of our favourite streaming services, give you a little bit of an insight into what we found online that is definitely bingeable or worth a watch. I'm joined in studio right now by two of our wonderful producers, Chris and Sam. Chris, good morning. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Now you've brought some pretty interesting things to the table this week. I think we'll kick it off with you, Chris.
Okay.
What have we got this week?
This week we have a collaborative album between the singer and songwriter and rapper Nini Cherry and the Norwegian and Swedish jazz trio The Thing. So both of them are from the Sweden-Norway kind of...
But we've got rap and jazz.
We do.
Not something I thought I'd hear together.
It's an odd mix, but it works.
Okay, cool.
It really, really works.
All right, I'm on board.
Yeah, the jazz in this is really... It's really aggressive kind of jazz.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite cool. And yeah, I guess there's a lot of... it starts with an original, Cashback, and that's written by Nini Cherry. And she's been around since about 1989. And then it sort of goes to a bunch of covers. And my favorite cover would probably be a song called Dream Baby Dream. It's by a band called Suicide. They're like an electro punk kind of band.
Okay.
And then Bruce Springsteen has covered that song too. But the jazz version of that is just amazing.
Is it?
Yeah, the drums sound really cool.
Okay, so is this an LP or an EP?
It's an LP.
Okay, cool.
It was released a few years ago.
Rightio. Where's it streaming?
It's streaming on Spotify. Yeah,
fantastic.
And a friend told me about it about 12 months ago, and I just kind of, it was one of those ones that disappeared from me.
Okay,
and then I rediscovered it for this.
And are a bit obsessed now.
I'm pretty obsessed with it. It's really great.
What a great addition to a Spotify playlist too.
Definitely.
Is it one of those albums that you would want to listen to start to finish?
Definitely. Yeah. I think it's not one of those ones you could just add a track here and there to a playlist.
Okay.
It's sort of, you need it start to finish.
So pop your headphones on, grab a cup of tea.
It's only 8 tracks, but it takes... just under an hour.
Okay.
So it is an investment.
Cup of tea, headphones. Yeah. It's a beautiful day for it today. It's cold today.
Yeah.
Rug up in a blanket.
Absolutely.
And listen to a pretty cool album.
I'm not going to lie, it's not a relaxing album.
Okay.
It's kind of a very kind of, it's almost like there's two different styles of music and they're kind of in different kind of corners of the boxing ring and they're kind of like fighting.
Okay.
But it's like good tension.
All right.
Yeah, it's a really, really interesting album.
I can get on board with that, though. I think that's cool. Okay, not tea, coffee. Grab a cup of coffee, grab a hot chocolate, I don't know.
Yeah, go for a run and listen to it. I don't know.
Yes, that's fantastic. Jump on the treadmill.
Yeah,
I don't quite run, but I can do a brisk walk.
Or jump on the bike.
I could jump on my bike.
Yeah.
It's a good bike riding album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Sam, producer Sam solving all the problems of the world this morning.
Oh,
and he's got a pretty interesting streaming nodule, streaming thing.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of intimidated because what you talked about was very cool. And I've got something that's kind of uncool and old. It is called The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That is not uncool and it is old, but that's great.
When did The Fresh Prince...
It began in 1990 and then went for 6 seasons on NBC.
Wow.
And what I kind of want to do is convince you that it's still good and that it's actually aged really well.
Yeah. So where... It's streaming somewhere,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it is on Netflix. A lot of people don't know it's on Netflix.
No idea.
Yeah, you can just watch it. It's amazing.
That's so cool.
It's a really interesting dynamic when you binge watch it because... it is a time capsule, not only in like the wacky clothes, but also the cast, they change over like this long period of time. So when it's condensed into this, you can really see like the mechanics of television in a way.
Oh, wow.
Working. So there are other old sitcoms on Netflix, like Full House or something, but Fresh Prince is a bit younger than Full House.
And
it bent the rules a little bit more because Will Smith is just so enigmatic.
Mm.
Fresh Prince was able to like synthesize like the comedic moments with the family drama that happens in the show a lot better than Full House.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was just either sad or funny, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I never really got into Full House.
Neither.
Yeah, me neither. But I have read about it and I've read that it's very sad at times.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So we've got Fresh Prince.
Yeah, there's a lot of offbeat character arcs in the show as well that I want to talk about. Like Carlton.
Okay.
I think everyone should know Carlton.
He's so funny.
He starts off really formal and he's wearing sweaters and all these fancy stuff, but he slowly gains like street cred, I guess, as the show goes on. Like he
learns from his cousin.
Yeah, and just to see him like let go like and let loose. Like Will Smith bets him in one episode that he can't stand his own in Compton for 2 days, but he actually puts on like this amazing front and he becomes a massive gangster, for lack of a better word. And I think it's fantastic. It's like one of the characteristic sitcoms that embraced African American culture after like the Cosby Show.
It was it was pretty groundbreaking in that respect, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And
it also embraced like rap culture as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was produced by Quincy Jones, who
no way.
Yeah, he produced like all of Michael Jackson's albums in the 80s.
He is an incredible producer.
Yeah, he produces a ton of stuff, and he's credited along with DJ Jazzy Jeff, which is just a great name.
I love DJ Jazzy Jeff.
In making all the music and the theme song.
Will Smith appeared a couple of years ago on Graham Norton, on the British chat show, the Graham Norton show, and he brought out DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah.
And he did the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song.
That is awesome.
And then he brought out Alfonso Ramirez, who plays Carlton, to do his little funny Carlton. It was honestly the best moment of television of this decade, in my opinion.
That is so good.
Yeah, everyone loves the throwback.
And the theme song for that show, I hope Netflix don't cut the theme off, because that has got to be one of the best theme songs.
They play the whole theme song every single time.
I feel like I've accomplished something when I can sing that whole theme song all the way through. I'm not going to do it now for everyone's sake.
I could, but I won't, because, you know.
Because we'll leave that to Will Smith. Cool.
Yeah, there is a line that you do not cross in terms of Fresh Prince. Yeah.
That's interesting to know that a bit of an older gem is hiding in the streaming services.
Yeah, I reckon everyone.
Gentlemen, you blow my mind. It's happened again. Okay, so Chris, you had a new album.
Nene Cherry and the Thing.
Nene Cherry and the Thing. What's the album called?
It is called The Cherry Thing.
The Cherry Thing.
It is.
I can get on board.
Yes.
Yeah. Put one toe there.
The Cherry Thing.
Yeah.
And then we had The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air streaming on Netflix.
Fresh Prince. Yeah.
Spotify and Netflix. I love it. Hey, I've got to make a quick mention as well. There's some pretty cool stuff happening on SBS On Demand. But one thing that I saw that I thought I'd give a quick shout out to before we go is that they have a Fearless Females feature happening at the moment, full of a bunch of incredible TV shows, movies, and documentaries featuring incredible women. It's kind of all been a catalyst from this The Handmaid's Tale that's out at the moment, another great show that I won't get into because everyone's watching it. Everyone knows about it. If you don't know about The Handmaid's Tale, you've been living under a rock for a little while.
Doing?
But they've got some cooler, kind of more obscure films and obscure, interesting pieces in this feature that are definitely worth a watch. So check it out, SBS On Demand. They've got a Fearless Females feature. Guys, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.
I've had a great time. Thank you.